देवतिर्जन्नरादिषु लोकान् वै लोक भावन ददतो देवतिर्जन्नरादिषु. Another verse. That is the last.
Bhavyati.
Bhavyati.
Maintains. All these. Sattvena.
Sattvena.
In the mode of goodness.
Loka.
Loka. All over the universe.
Vai.
Vai.
Generally.
Loka Bhavana.
Loka Bhavana.
The master of all the universes.
Lila.
Pastimes.
Avatara.
Incarnation.
Anuratak.
Assuming the role.
Deva.
The demigods.
Kirdya.
Lower animals.
Naradishu.
In the midst of human beings.
Translation. Thus the Lord of the universes maintains all planets inhabited by demigods, men, and lower animals, and in his play he assumes the roles of incarnations to reclaim those in the mode of pure goodness.
Bhavayati esha satyena lokan vai loko bhavana lila avataranu rato devati jang naradish. So the supreme personality of Godhead, lila avataran, incarnates in many forms, not only in the human society, but in the demigod society or lower than human society, the animal society also, tree society, because as we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna, he is always anxious to get us back to home, back to God. So he incarnates himself in so many forms. Advaita achyuta anadi anantarupam. He has got anantarup, unlimited forms. Advaita achyuta anadi. But all those forms are in essence one, Advaita. That is not different. Just like Ramadi Murtishu, the Lord appears as Ramachandra or as Lord Krishna or as Lord Varaha. They are not different. In the material sense, a varaha, a hog, is different from the man. Or the man is, one man is different from another man. But the incarnations of Krishna, they are not different. The same thing. Just like Krishna, when he appeared, He is Krishna when he was so-called 3 months old, and he was Krishna when he was 20 years old. The same Krishna. As we find difference, that the same man when he is three months old, he is different from the 20 years old. When his age is 20 years, he is different from his age when his age is 3 months. The modern fashion is that they want to become God by meditation, by advancement of mystic power, but that kind of God is not Krishna. Krishna does not become God. He is God always. Others, they try to become God by mystic power. We have heard so many so-called gods that he attained such perfection of mystic power, now he has become God. That is also another Maya. Nobody can become God. God is God, dog is dog. This is the law of identity. A dog cannot become God. Neither God becomes dog. This is Mayavad theory. That at the end, the absolute truth is void or impersonal. The Buddhist theory is void, and the Mayavadi theory is impersonal. But our philosophy is that God is originally the Supreme Person. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdat. We have discussed this point many times. Now, here it says, Lilavatara Anurato Devati Jang Naradesh. God is always anxious to get us back. Back to home, back to Godhead. So apart from his incarnations amongst the Deva, demigods, just like Upendra, Lord Bamande, he appeared amongst the demigods. There are so many other incarnations, demigods. God appeared as incarnation of boar, incarnation of horse, incarnation of tortoise. Kesavadhita kurma sharira jaya jagadisa hare. Kurma sharira. Kesavadhita meena sharira jaya jagadisa hare. There are so many incarnations. Kesavadhita narahari rupa jaya jagadisa hare. Kesavadhita bamana rupa jaya jagadisa. So, he has got innumerable incarnations. As I have told you several times, just like the waves of the river, one cannot count. Similarly, nobody can count how many incarnations are coming, always, incessant, one after another. So, Leelavataranato Devatijang Naradishu. And amongst the human being, we know Lord Ramchandra came, Lord Krishna came, Rishabhdev came, and Lord Chaitanya came. So, Krishna is always trying, because he is the father. Krishna says, Aham bija pada pita sarva jonishu kauntiya. Sarva jonishu, there are different species of life, forms of life. Because we wanted to enjoy this material world, to utilize the resources of material world, that is our activity, even at the present moment, always everyone is busy how to exploit the resources of material nature. That is advancement of civilization. Advancement of civilization means how to exploit the material resources. But they do not know, the foolish people do not know, that is not advancement, that is entanglement. That is not advancement. This knowledge they are lacking. They do not know what is advancement. Advancement means advancement in spiritual life. That is advancement. We are spirit. In a sense, we are spirit soul. We have been encased within this body. Therefore, advancement means how to get out of this entanglement of repetition of birth and death. When Vishwamitra Muni went to Maharaj Dasarath, who asked for his two sons, Ramchandra and Lakshmanji, to take them to the Dandakaranya to kill the demon. So at that time, Maharaj Dasarath welcomed Vishwamitra Muni with these words, "Oihishtam jat punarjanma jayaya, jatam punarjanma jayaya, oihishtam." Just like if I meet my friend, suppose he is a businessman, so I will ask you, how your business going on nicely. Similarly, Vishwamitra Muni, he was not a businessman, he was a great saint and he was living in the forest. So what was the purpose? The purpose was Oihishtam jatat punarjanma jayaya. As you are trying to conquer over the repetition of birth, punarjanma jaya. The people do not know at the present moment that the business is to conquer over the repetition of birth and death, punarjanma jaya. They do not know that this can be stopped. Neither they have any idea that there is rebirth. Na hannate hannamane sarire. Your life is not finished. Your life is not finished simply by finishing when this body is ended. It is not that you are also ended. This knowledge is there is nowhere throughout the whole world. There are so many big universities. That is our lamentation. What is this education? They do not know how to direct education. In the Shastra it is said that your activity should be conducted in such a way that Krishna becomes satisfied. Hari Toshanam. But they do not know what is Krishna, what is Hari. And how to satisfy him, there is another question. So at the present moment, the whole civilization is a set of rascals only, that's all. There is no education. They do not know. And because they do not know, Krishna comes just to make this rascal to inform. Krishna says, I am aham adidhi devanam aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate sarva dharman parityaja mamekam saranam vaja manmana bhavavad bhakta madhya. Canvas. My dear sons, why you are rotting in this material world, please come. You are my beloved son. I do not tolerate, or I cannot see that you are suffering. This is Krishna's business. He is more kind. He is more anxious to get us back. Therefore, he comes personally. Therefore, he comes personally, then again when we mistake him. Krishna said, sarva-dharman parityaja mamekam saranam vraja. The rascals, they thought, why is demanding so much? This is sophistry. Why shall I surrender to you? That is our position. Krishna says that you surrender, I take charge of you, and ma sucha, aham tva sarvi papebhyo mokkhayiṣyāmi, I shall give you relief from all difficulties. No, why shall I? Just see how much rascals we are. And they are going as a civilized man. All fools, rascals, and rogues and thieves, that's all. This is the position. All fools and rascals and rogues. Ajānata. Ajānata means rascals, one who does not know. Ajānata. Therefore, Vyasadeva made this śāstra, this śrīmad-bhāgavata. Ajānata, for these rascals, one who does not know the aim of life. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yugam madokkhaje. We are meeting with so many problems of life. These are called anarthas, unnecessarily. I am spirit soul, you are spirit soul. We are as good as God. Anandamaya abhyasat. Our real position is ananda. Satchidananda. Oh, why you are meeting so many problems? This is due to this body. This is due to this body. Therefore, the real culture is, real education is, how to stop this repetition of body, but they do not know. Anandamaya Vyasat, we are part and parcel of Krishna. He is fully joyful. You will see always Krishna joyful. When he is killing an animal, he is laughing. He is joyful. You have seen Krishna's picture. It is not that it is a problem. You have seen Krishna is killing that Keshi demon, a horse, big horse. Just like a child's play. Krishna fighting with that bull. What is the name of that bull?
Arishtasura.
He is attacking with his horns. Krishna is just like playing with a toy. That is Krishna. Krishna is always anxious to give us enlightenment that this is not your life, why you are rotting in this material world. Come back in many ways. Devati jang naradishu. He is coming not only in the human society, but in the animal society also. He is coming in all kinds of. There are so many societies, aquatics, jalaja, navalakhani, savara, lakkavinshati, krimayo, ruddhasanga. There are so many living entities, 8,400,000, and they have got their own society, as we know, birds of the same feather flock together. So that is called society. That is it, there in the, you will find all the ants are together, all the birds are together, all the beasts are together. So we form this animal society or the human society. That is not a new thing. That is, you will see all the crows, they will flock together. The crows will not mix with the pigeons. The pigeons will not mix with the crows. That is nature. So there are so many societies, devatit jagnaradishu, and in every society there is incarnation of God according to their position, according to their language, according to their problems, there is incarnation. We do not see other incarnations, but we can see the human form of incarnation. Ramadi Murtisu Kalaniyamena Tishthan. From this Shastra we can understand that there are incarnation amongst the lower animals, beasts, birds and everywhere. The purpose is to reclaim the fallen souls. So not only he incarnates, but he sends his devotee. He comes as devotee, just like Krishna was misunderstood because Krishna demanded that you surrender unto me. So we misunderstood because we are murhas. The murhas, they do not surrender. Krishna says they are very good scholars of Bhagavad Gita, but they cannot understand these simple things. Krishna is demanding sarvadharman parityaja mamekam saranam bhaja, but he will not do that. And he is a scholar of Bhagavad Gita. This simple truth he cannot understand, neither he can follow. If I am actually follower of Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna says that you surrender unto me, then if I am actually follower, I shall surrender unto him. That is my business. But no, I shall not surrender. I am Krishna. Why shall I surrender you? Well, where does he get this information that he has become Krishna? Where is that in the Bhagavad Gita? But they are preaching. Bhagavad Gita reading means I have become Krishna. Where these nonsense ideas they get, I do not know. But we can take them, what he is. We can take, as soon as he does not surrender, then I take him. We take him in 3-4 classes. Namang duskitinam murha prapadante naradhama maya pritagyana suri bhavamasita. Because I see this rascal has not surrendered to Krishna, he must be one of these groups. What is that? Duskritino. In the group of sinful life. Duskrit. Mura. In the groups of rascals. Naradhama. In the groups of the lowest of the mankind. No, they are PhDs. Maya Purita Gana. They may be PhDs, but he's a rascal because Maya has taken his real knowledge. He does not know Krishna. What is the value of his knowledge? Maya aparita jnana asuri bhava maasrita. Why this is so? Na asuri bhava. Their only business is to discard, kill God, just like asuras. Just like Kongsa, his only business was how to kill Krishna. The Asuri Bhava Masita. So those who are Asuras or the Naradhamas, their only business is to how to kill Krishna. Just like the great scholar is saying, when Krishna says that Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyaji Mangramaskuru, he is commenting, because he is a great scholar, not to Krishna. Let's see. not to Krishna. This is going on. They are thinking there is something more exalted than Krishna. But Krishna says, matta parataram nanyat. There is nothing more. I am the Supreme. So I do not know what kind of scholars they are. They are reading Bhagavad Gita and decrying Krishna. This is going on. Therefore, our movement is Bhagavad Gita as it is. We don't follow these rascals, Duskritina, Mudha, Naradhama. We don't follow them. We follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We follow Ramanujacharya. We follow Madhyacharya. We follow the great authorities, Vyasdev. We follow Narad, Asita, Vyasa. Because that is the only way to understand Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pantha. You cannot understand Krishna. You cannot understand his incarnation. You have to follow the footprints. Then you will understand who is avatar. Otherwise, instead of Krishna, you will accept another Dhini Krishna. Somebody will say, I was Krishna. Oh, he is avatar. And what is the proof that he was Krishna? Why you are so full? If somebody says, if I say that I was Krishna, so only the fools will take me that I was Krishna, now I am dog. Then it is not like that. We have to follow the Mahajana Jina Khadabha. If we want this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Sanatana Goswami. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed, according to Shastra, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangapang Asta Parasadam Jagai Sankirtanai Pravi Jajanti Hisumedas. So these symptoms are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's symptoms. So when Sanatana Goswami was talking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a politician, minister. So he simply inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shall I take it that these symptoms, as we find in the Shastra, is the incarnation of this Kali Yuga? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that he is catching me, he is trying to catch me. So he immediately said, don't bother about that thing, we shall talk like that. Then even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is actually Krishna, he avoided to be addressed as Krishna. And these rascals, false, they are claiming Krishna. Yes. Krishna himself in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, when Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present, many devotees used to come and address him, my Lord, you are Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to block his ears. Don't say like that, don't say. It is a great offense to address a man as Vishnu, as Krishna. He taught us like that. And these rascals, they are declaring, I am God, I am Krishna. I am God, I am Krishna. So only the rascals will follow such rascals. A man is known by his company. The God has become so cheap. There are incarnations, there are hundreds and thousands of incarnations, but to accept that incarnation, we have to follow the direction of the Shastra. The Shastra in every incarnation is described there. His symptoms are described there. When Ramchandra is described, what did he do? That is also given there. Even Lord Buddha's activities, are there in the Shastra, he is accepted an incarnation. Kikiteshu Bhavishyati. Lord Krishna's, Lord Balaram, everything is described there. Lord Chaitanya. So we have to accept one incarnation with reference to the description given in the Shastra. Not that any rascal comes and he becomes incarnation, we accept. No. There are incarnations. That is a fact, as it is said. Devatijyam naradishu. Hundreds and thousands of incarnations. But if we are intelligent, if we are actually well-versed in the Shastras, then we should corroborate. Not that anyone comes to become incarnation, we have to accept. No. That is not our business. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakko Tinete Kuriya Hukko. We have to test sadhu, whether sadhus are accepting. Just like Krishna. Krishna is accepted by all the sadhus as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Shankaracharya, who is impersonalist, he says, Sabhagavan Sang Krishna Devaki Nanda. He accepts. And what to speak of other Vaishnava Acharya, Ramana Acharya, Madhvacharya, they all accept. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accept. Formally, Vyasadeva accepted, Narada accepted. Everyone, Vedas. The other day when we met Gangesharananda, he quoted so many Vedic passages, Krishna, about Krishna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the Vedas, in the Puranas, in the Upanishad, and confirmed by the great sages, saintly persons, everyone accepts Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Then why these rascals cannot find out God? We are giving the name of God, the address of God, the father, God's father's name also, Nandan Nandan, Devaki Nandan. So where is the difficulty to find out? There is no difficulty, but the rascals will not accept. They will continue their rascaldom. That is the difficulty. Otherwise, it is not at all difficulty to find out where is God. God is neither dead, not God has become void or impersonal. His person, Dibhuj Muralidhar Krishna, playing on his flute, and Jamuna Tira Vanachari. He is existent always. Uddapya kare lila gaur rai. Kono kono bhagavan dekhibare par. Krishna is always existing. Krishna's incarnations are always existing before us. But if we are fortunate enough, we can see. Otherwise not. Athapiti deva padam bujadvayam. Prasadali sanu grihita evahi janati tattam bhagavan mahimna nachanna eko vichirang vichin. You cannot manufacture the incarnation of God. You cannot see the incarnation of God, provided if you are not blessed by God. Swameva spurattam sevan mukhehi jivhadau swameva spurattam. So the fact is that there are innumerable incarnations of God, as it is said here, Leela Avatara Nurato Devatijyam Naradishu, and we have to accept him as incarnation, not by whims, not by public votes, but just like it has become a fashion. If a man is voted without reference to the Shastra, if some rascals vote and here is incarnation of God, we accept. No. We have to accept with reference to the Shastra, symptoms given in the Shastra, and then we say, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we accept incarnation of Krishna. It is confirmed in the Shastra, in the Upanishad, in Mahabharata, in Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere. There are, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are so many quotations from these Shastras, then we accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are some men here in Vrindavan, they do not accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as incarnation of Krishna, but they will not see to the evidences in this Shastra. They will make themselves blind. So any incarnation, we should be very careful that although there are many thousands and thousands of incarnations of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still when we have to accept somebody or something as incarnation, we must refer to this Shastra. Then it will be right. Otherwise we shall be misled. That is being done. So many, in the street, in the lanes, there are so many gods. And especially, all the gods are going to Western countries. Especially. Because the Western people are now inclined, especially after this Krishna consciousness movement, they were prepared, they were hankering after this God consciousness, because they are fed up with this all nonsense civilization. These young boys and girls, they are fed up. They do not want to live like their fathers or grandfathers. They want something better. So therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is becoming successful. They were looking after such cultural movement, but taking advantage, there are so many rascals are going and posing himself as incarnation of God. People can be misled. Even in India, there are so many men misled with the incarnation of God. But incarnation of God is not so cheap. Don't accept cheap incarnation of God. Try to understand with reference to the Shastras, with reference to the authority, then it will be all right. Otherwise, it will be misleading. Don't be misled. That is our request. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.